prosecutors call it a hate crime, but the jury did not agree. Two teenagers are acquitted. They were yesterday of murder in a Pennsylvania courtroom. And instead, Brandon Pikarski and Derek Donchek were convicted of simple assault and the beating death last summer of Luis Ramirez. Now, prosecutors allege the teens and their friends goaded Ramirez into a fight, while an attorney for the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Fund very upset with the verdict.
It was a long case, and the jury has rendered their verdict, and they took a long time and deliberated on the case, and we respect their verdict.
Failure to vindicate the death of Luis Ramirez sets an extremely dangerous precedent. The jurors here sending the message that you can brutally beat a person without regard to their life and get away with it, continue with your life uninterrupted. Not in this case, it wasn't even a slap on the wrist. In this case, the message is that a person who may not be popular in society based on their national origin or a certain characteristic has less value in our society.
Ramirez died of blunt force trauma 2 days after the beating. Defense attorneys say the trial was difficult.
It was a long process. We've been fighting this case for lots of months. It was highly charged, obviously, by all these cameras. The week of trial was very difficult, and we're just delighted that it ended the way it did.
The number of the swine flu cases has jumped dramatically overnight, but going to keep this in perspective for you. But here's the latest. The World Health Organization reporting that 615 people infected in 15 countries. Now, that would be a 67% increase from the 365 confirmed cases that were reported just yesterday. However, this is not because they are starting to see more new cases. However, these are just suspected cases that are now confirmed through testing in a lab. Also, Hong Kong and South Korea have each confirmed one case. About 200 guests and 100 staff members at one Hong Kong hotel had to be quarantined. The government ordered that quarantine after a Mexican man staying in the hotel got sick. So far, the strain in the U.S. has not been nearly as deadly as we've been seeing in Mexico. We do know about 16 people confirmed dead from the swine flu in Mexico. Just one child died of the swine flu here in the U.S. But President Obama says the U.S. will be ready if this virus somehow mutates into something that's worse. This morning in his weekly address, he assured American people that every resource is being used.
As our scientists and researchers learn more information about this virus every day, the guidance we offer will likely change. What will not change is the fact that we'll be making every recommendation based on the best science possible. We will also continue investing in every resource necessary to treat this virus and prevent a wider outbreak. The good news is that the current strain of H1N1 can be defeated by a course of antiviral treatment that we already have on hand. We began this week with 50 million courses of this treatment in the Strategic National Stockpile. Over the course of the last few days, we've delivered one quarter of that stockpile to states so that they are prepared to treat anyone who is infected with this virus. We then purchased an additional 13 million treatments to refill our strategic stockpile.